Scene 2. Thoughts while not listening to the Christmas story.
Yeah, I got a little puppy. Really cute and soft and cuddly and lively. But now I've got to teach him to use the newspaper to be housebroken. Oh, yuck. You mean... Oh, yuck. We're trying to toilet train my little brother. What a mess. My grandpa used to tell me stories about cleaning out the barn on the farm. Am I glad I don't live on a farm? That's gross. Farm animals? Yuck. Disgusting. Did you hear that? Jesus was born in a manger, a feed box, a cattle stall. Have you ever seen how much cows slobber? Who would ever let their kid be born in all that stink and stuff? It's not even sanitary. Yeah, he's lucky he survived. Sure glad nobody has to put up with that anymore. Well, at least nobody in America. Yeah, right.
Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. To lowliest manger where animals feed comes Jesus, Redeemer of all human need. And washing their feet. Teach all the world leaders there's no room for hate. Peace, love, and compassion will justice create. Let kindness and fairness for all folk prevail. Our care for each other shows God's love is real. Children are crying and mothers distressed because those in power with greed are obsessed. We seek to find justice, compassion for them because of Christ Jesus born in Bethlehem. The Lord asks for justice and I not my head, but here we're not hungry, no tears will I shed. Here I am laughing and feasting in peace, but near and far starvation's increase. We want to be gentle like this little one who sleeps in the manger, God's own precious son. We ask the Lord's blessing that we may do right to those all around us and those not in sight. No crib for the baby, no room in the inn, no room in our hearts to let your love in. We ask you to open us up every day to those who have hurt us that we've pushed away.
There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field.
Did you see that new girl at work today? Yeah, a foreigner. One of them. She did show me some pictures of her kids. They sure are cute.
Kids? How many? How old?
She has four. I asked her how things were going, and she said money was tight. I think I'll look through my kids' closet and see if there are some clothes that might fit her kids.
Well, that's nice of you. I think I'll wait and see how I like her before I offer to help.
I guess we're supposed to love people, even if we don't like them.
to spangled space. And on this planet Earth brought forth a rare and wondrous place. Rejoice we now in your good works, in seas and lands and air, in rich diversity of life entrusted to our care.
Let's see. I've got something for Jennifer and Angie. I need to run to the mall tomorrow and get the new salad shooter for Ruthie and a new computer game for little Ralphie. I hope I don't exceed the limit on that credit card again this year. That hurt. Maybe I could call and try to get raised again. I surely don't want to be a cheapskate like Jamie and give my kids and relatives handmade stuff. I'd never live that down. Homemade bread? Poetry? How old-fashioned? Coupon books for babysitting and lawn mowing? How juvenile. When there's so much new stuff to get and collect and show off and dust. That reminds me, I need to get a lock for my glass case. I can't take a chance on any of my prize plates being stolen, especially with those new people from Africa moving in down the street.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flights o'er all the earth. Once you sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Fill your hearts with simple pleasures, let the Savior's joy and peace be your only sought for treasures. See your trust and faith increase. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Inquired of them diligently.
Swaddling clothes, rags, how primative.
And he sent them
couldn't
to
Mary have done better than that? No wonder Jesus grew up being an outsider. He didn't have the right clothes from the very beginning.
Shepherds, bet those guys had body odor. No wonder Jesus grew up being an outsider. He never did associate with the right people from the very beginning. He helped outcasts and lepers and women with low morals. No wonder the leaders got angry at him.
Now, let's see. I bought for 3 people. 2 more to go. Oh, gotta hurry. Dinner to get in the oven and a party to get ready for.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Our God arise in humble guise, as baby born of woman, that we might see fleshed in every human. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Man. What child is this in every land who cries when food is lacking, whose parents mourn their newly born, whom sickness is attacking? When will injustice cease? When will the nations live at peace? When all have learned from him, the babe, the Son of Mary. No home to lay his head. He has a feed bin for his bed. The foxes have their holes, he'll say, but the Son of God has none. First to hear the world's good news were migrant workers of that day. Come and shepherds to hail our King, the weak and beautiful baby.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of
I saw a commercial about starving children on TV last night.
Behold, I did too. It was really hard to watch. from the those east, bloated stomachs and those sad eyes. Where is
he that My is husband looked into the organization, and they make sure that almost all the money goes to help the kids.
I'm thinking about making a monthly donation to give food to starving children and to cut back on my Christmas budget this year.
We already did it. We even sent each person on our list a note telling them that we had made a donation to feed a hungry child in their name. That way, more people are thinking about it and getting involved.
I'm still going to think about it. It's a big change for us at Christmas.
I guess we're supposed to love people, even if we don't like them. Oh, great. I've only got one more gift to buy. I'm not sure what to get for Melvin. He's got everything. Surely there must be something fun that I can find. Then off to sort and wrap and mail and hide the presents and decorate the tree and bake the cookies and go to the party and...
Go and search diligently.
Well, you'd better get busy, too. Are you any different than me?
Bring me word again.
Show his love there.